Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just three of us in the studio at the moment. A couple of Colts and me. And I'll be talking about this book. And I really don't like using that term, you know, my book. But I don't know what else to call it. Because what I had decided to do is write down the way I've learned how to do things in what I think is a better way. Now, I may not have the best way, but I think it's better than a lot of ways that I've seen in the past. I see lots of mistakes, and I've made lots of mistakes. So I want to share with you what I think are some of the best approaches to doing things, the way we have learned how to do things. And sometimes it's been the hard way, you know, the University of Hard Knocks or Knox University. Well, let's start with this. How many of you have in your bathroom a bathtub with shower doors or a shower stall, you know, with a floor pan and a shower door? How many of you have that? And why do you have that? Well, we've had them in the past. We've had a bunch of homes since Mrs. Finelli and I have been married. And we thought that was the way to go. The answer is it's not the way to go, in my opinion. So if you take those bathtub doors that slide, and that's what they do, they slide. Well, there's a track, and water gets in the track. And soap gets in the track, and shampoo and conditioner get in the track. And it's just a great place for mold and mildew to hide and grow and thrive. So then you have to clean it. And it's hard to reach. And sometimes to do it right, to clean it right, you have to take the door off. What a nuisance that is. So when we built our farmhouse, starting in 2005, we did not put shower doors or tub doors in. What we did instead was we put in a shower curtain. Now think about this. How many times have you seen shower curtains available for sale at the big box store or the Chinese factory outlet or whatever? And what's it made out of? Almost always it's made out of the same thing, vinyl. And the great thing about it is water can't get through it and get on the floor. But what happens is the water and the soap or the bath bar, whatever you happen to use in that shower, mixes with the water, gets on the inside of the vinyl shower curtain, and it becomes sticky and mold starts growing. So what's sold is a mold-resistant shower curtain made out of vinyl. And so what do they cost? About $8. But we don't have those either. So what do we do? Well, I noticed decades ago that hotels and motels mostly don't use vinyl shower curtains. Now, why is that? Well, they found a better way. So what is that? Well, it's not a shower curtain per se. It's a liner. It's called a liner. So they have this really nice, in an upscale hotel, for example, they'll have a shower curtain, which is a nice-looking thing. And on the inside, the part that contacts the water, is the liner. Now, those are made of two materials, one or the other, rayon or nylon. And they're very lightweight. And if you looked at it, you'd say, no way, it won't work. It absolutely won't work. This is going to get water sprayed all over the bathroom walls, the floor, you know, from the shower head. That's not the case. So what happens, if you buy one of these nylon fabric liners, shower curtain liners, or a rayon fabric shower curtain liner, it's going to cost about $10, maybe a few dollars more. And what happens is they get wet. And when they get wet, water doesn't go through them. So there's going to be no water coming through on the floor or on the walls. It's as good at preventing water from getting out of the shower or tub area as a vinyl shower curtain. But the problem with the vinyl is it's always wet on the inside. And if it folds upon itself, it's a great place for mold and mildew to grow. But the case with the fabric nylon or fabric rayon liner is you can spread it out, air can get around it, and it'll dry in a couple minutes. And it's because it dries so quickly that mold and mildew don't grow on it as easily. And what you can do is every couple of weeks, or whatever frequency you determine is the right frequency, you can throw it in the washing machine. And what I do is I put it in the washing machine, or Mrs. Finelli does, and we put it on that gentle cycle. It's the only thing we put in there. We wash it, rinse it, and hang it back up in the shower. And it's good to go. And it's dried in a few minutes again. Or if you want, you can hang it outside on the clothesline, which is something that you should have anyway. So that's my thought on shower curtains. What a great way to go. And you won't see the mold and mildew that you will with vinyl. And it will cost you a couple dollars more. And when I say a couple, I mean a couple, like two. So $8 for a vinyl one that's going to last a couple of years, or $10, maybe a little bit more depending on where you buy it. You can buy it on the internet. Get the heaviest one you can. I'm talking about nylon or rayon fabric. And get it with the eyelets. And look at how much it weighs. So what the Chinese do, you know, they're great at building things with less material. So if you can, look at the weights of the actual product and see if you can get the heaviest one. Make sure you measure and get the right length and width. And I think you'll be impressed. So the question now is, how long do they last? I don't know. Why don't I know? Well, we've only had ours for 15 years. And they still look almost new. How's that possible? Have you considered that your shower curtain, if it were a vinyl type, would last 15 years? Is that possible? Of course not. So why buy a vinyl one? So you've just bought your last vinyl shower curtain. Now, what color do you get? Well, we have two. We have one that's white, and we have one that is kind of just a light tan, very, very light tan. Might be called ivory. I suggest you get the ivory one, and I'll tell you why. If you have iron in the water, it will change the color of your white one to tan anyway. So you might want to just get the tan one. And if you wash it every couple of weeks, it probably won't stain. Which is better, nylon or rayon? I don't know. Either one is fine with me. I suppose I would prefer the nylon one. And you will be impressed. And again, when you wash it, you can use the same detergent that you normally use for your clothes washing. Use very little. Gentle cycle. Gentle, gentle, gentle. That way you won't tear it up. Because it's a thin fabric. So, shower doors, I think that's a bad choice. Now, this is the kind of thing you need to know if you're going to build a house. No shower doors and use a shower curtain made out of a liner rather than a vinyl shower curtain. And so, there's an old saying, and I saw this on television many, many years ago. There was an ad when there was a real estate investor type seminar. Robert Allen was the guy promoting this real estate seminar. And he said in this commercial, there was a shot of him on camera, and he said, I'm going to tell you a secret. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do, and don't do it. And so if you look at it, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it, if you want to do it better, look at what other people do, and try to figure out why, and does it make sense for you? So what I did is I looked at motels and hotels. I thought, gosh, they've got a huge problem with these shower curtains. What'd they do? What they did was they went to vinyl or rayon. I'm sorry, nylon or rayon. So that was the thought there. What about pots and pans? Well, I've seen lots of pots and pans over the years, and I cook and I clean them. And so I'm interested in pots and pans that are easy to clean, that work well, that last a long time, that don't break. So what would that be? Well, aluminum is out. There's no way we're going to cook with aluminum because aluminum is toxic. If you're making spaghetti sauce that's acidic and you are simmering that spaghetti sauce, you've browned the meat, you know, the ground beef, and you put in the tomato sauce and the peppers and the onions and the spices, and then you simmer it for an hour or two or three or four, whatever it is. The last thing you want to do is cook that in aluminum, because the acid in the tomatoes will dissolve the aluminum into the spaghetti sauce. So there you go with having aluminum with your spaghetti dinner, which is toxic, the aluminum. We know there's a link to Alzheimer's. And I don't think any of us can afford, especially me, can afford losing gray matter. I'm not interested in doing that. So we don't use aluminum pots and pans here. So what is the best? Well, there's all kinds of brands, and there are all kinds of technologies. So stainless steel is a great way to go. So what's the best way what's the best within stainless steel? Well, you'll find these multiple layered aluminum discs mechanically attached to the bottom of a stainless steel pan for better heat distribution. I got to tell you, I think it's nonsense. I've seen them, and what happens is the mechanical adhesion of these aluminum discs on the bottom of a stainless steel pan don't adhere all that well. So now you have hot spots, and it makes it worse. So what do you do? I think there's only one solution. And that solution is Revereware. I believe that Revereware pots and pans, the ones that were made in the United States, and I'm talking like the 1960s, the 1970s, possibly into the 80s, but not so much into the 80s, the 60s and the 70s, they were the best ever made. And so what Revere did was they figured out that stainless steel was the way to go for the construction of the pots and the pans. But they wanted to have a more even distribution of heat. So what is a good metal for distributing heat, conducting heat? Well, it'd be copper, right? So they electroplated copper onto the bottoms of these stainless steel pans. And that was the best way to go. So what I do is I look for Revereware. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the best pots and pans, and in my opinion, the best value for the long run is Revereware. And Revere, the best years to buy Revere was up to 1968. After that, the accountants raised their hand and said, hey, don't forget about me. And the quality suffered. The thickness of the stainless steel got thinner. The amount of copper plating on the bottom got thinner. As a matter of fact, at one time, Revere, using the name Revere, if you look at it, you'd say, wow, it's a copper bottom, that's Revere. They were made in Indonesia. They removed so much material from the construction of the pots that a small sauce pot, you know, like a quart, was so lightweight that it wouldn't even sit without falling over all by itself. So, for example, you would place it on the counter and it would fall because the handle was heavier than the stainless steel plus the copper, and it would fall toward the handle. So literally you had to put something in the pan to keep it lying flat. That's how much quality they've taken out. So the ones you want to buy are the old ones, and you can buy them from, and I do, from $3 to maybe $6 to $9, depending on the size. And I've been collecting them for our family. So if I go to a junk store and I happen to see them, and the price is really good, like $3, $4, $5, $6, I'll buy it. Now, a lot of times, they're really grungy looking. They're burned. The previous owner didn't take very good care of it, didn't clean it so well, and it's got this black, thick buildup on the bottom. Well, that's not going to cause the pan not to work so well, or the pot. The heat won't be evenly distributed because that black thick layer of burned on grease will insulate parts of the bottom of the pan, so you have uneven heating. So what do you do? What's the way to clean that? Well, it's really easy. I mean, it's really easy. So let's say you can get a nice 6-quart, 5.5-quart Revere pot with a lid. It's in good shape. And you check in the inside to see if it's pitted. See if any of the stainless steel wore through to the copper plating. If it has, you don't want it. So just look for pitting on the inside. But if it's a USA-made one and it feels heavy to you, then you ought to consider, even if it has this crud on the bottom. So how do you get it off? There's two ways I found. And it's pretty easy. So what you do is you take the pot and you turn it upside down and put it in the sink. And you wet the bottom of the pot. And you get some salt, and I'm just talking about regular table salt. Nothing special. And you spread it on the bottom of the pan. And you add some baking soda to that. So let's say 50-50 salt and baking soda. And you make like a paste and you leave it on there for a while. I don't know, 15 minutes. And then you use one of those stainless steel type scrubbers. Or you use a Scotch-Brite type pad. And you scrub. And by letting it set for a while, you loosen the adhesion of that black crud. And it works great. But you don't want to remove the copper. So you want to be careful just to work on the black crud. Another way that I found it's equally as good is, one other thing you can do, if you want to let it soak for a while longer, you can take a washcloth. And you can put the washcloth over the paste that you've spread around the bottom of the pan and dampen that washcloth. So the washcloth keeps the moisture in of the paste that you've made out of the common table salt and the baking soda. And you can let that set for an hour or two or three or overnight, whatever you choose. And it'll make it a little bit easier. There's another way. And I haven't seen this on the internet, but I've experimented with it, and it works great. What I do is we have, in our kitchen, we have one of those liquid soap dispensers. And right next to that, we have Fast Orange, a Fast Orange dispenser, because we're always greasy. We use it all the time. And I'll tell you how Fast Orange works on these Revereware pans that you get with the crud on them. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'm telling you about the way I do things and things I've discovered and learned. And specifically, we're talking about Revereware, which I believe is the finest value, the best value overall for longevity, utility, cleaning, ease of cleaning, everything you possibly think of. It's really well thought out. So When you buy used Revereware, and that's what I suggest you do, because the new Revereware is not as thick, it's not as good, it's not as durable, it's just, it's not worth having in my opinion. I've used Fast Orange. Now the idea is you need to have something that's abrasive to scrub off this crud that the previous owner didn't know about, how to get it off there. So the salt and the baking soda are abrasive, and some elbow grease will get that off. Also, I've experimented with what's better, that or Fast Orange. And Fast Orange is that hand cleaner that mechanics use to get grease off. So I've applied Fast Orange. I've spread it around with one of those stainless steel scrubbers on the bottom of a used Revereware pot that was really, really grungy and caked with this black layer of grease, burned-on grease, that won't come off, usually. I've applied Fast Orange, spread it around with the stainless steel scrubber. I've let it set, I don't know, 15 minutes. Then I add some more, come back, and scrub it, elbow grease type, and it comes right off. Now, you want to be careful, again, that you don't want to remove too much of that copper. Now, some of it's going to come off. But what you're going to see when you use the Fast Orange, that pan is going to look brand new. It'll look well-maintained, and it'll look brand new. The problem is you're not going to be able to buy one that is of quality that's brand new. So if you're going to buy one of these Revereware pots and pans, or a set of them, you're going to find out that you're going to have to buy them used because they don't make them anymore. So what don't I like about pots and pans? Well, I don't like rivets on the cooking surface. So sometimes you see these spaghetti pots, you know, for boiling water, for putting pasta in, and they've got these metal handles. But the handles are riveted on. And they usually use aluminum for the rivets. Now sometimes the rivets have a cap on the inside, which is stainless steel, but they don't completely cover the aluminum rivet. So now you still have aluminum contacting the food that you're cooking. So I don't like that. I don't like Tefal, you know, that Teflon-like material. And I don't like Teflon. I believe, it's my opinion, that Teflon is toxic. It's dangerous. It's a carcinogen, in my opinion. So I don't want to use that. Now here's the question I have. If Teflon is so sticky that food won't stick to it when it's heated, how does the Teflon stick to the stainless steel or aluminum pan? How's that possible? Usually it's aluminum. How does it stick? I have a feeling it doesn't. And I have a feeling that with heat, the Teflon volatilizes, gets into the food, and you get to have some Teflon with that egg or that French toast or whatever the heck it is that, you know, we're making. And I don't like aluminum pots and pans, period. Now, the only thing that I would use an aluminum pot and pan for, actually a pot, would be for those special cases where it's the right size to change the oil on a lawnmower. I might use it for that, but I wouldn't use it for watering my dog. I wouldn't use it for cooking dog food. I wouldn't use it for the cats. I wouldn't use it for any animal. It's toxic. So that's my thought on aluminum and pots and pans. So the way to look at Revere, it's really easy to clean, and it lasts a long time. And the secret to cleaning pots and pans is soon. So the minute we're done using a pot or a pan, goes in the sink and we clean it. And the best cleaning tool that I've found is one of these stainless steel scrubbers. And they last a long time. You know, I'm talking maybe a couple months if you're gentle with them. So we use those. We use a couple drops of dishwashing liquid. And we scrub the inside, the outside. We rinse. And we put it in one of those drying racks. And underneath the drying rack is a towel or some padded material that absorbs the water so it doesn't sit on the counter. That's the way to do it. And what we don't do is we don't put pots and pans in the dishwasher. because the dishwasher is hard on them. It's hard on the handles. If you use Revereware, the dishwashing detergent is really hard on those Bakelite type black handles on the pots and the knobs on the lid. So that's our thought on pots and pans. Let's talk about aluminum that you consume. Well, you know that cans of soda are, they're aluminum. It's crazy to drink them, right? So you know all about that. So we're not going to talk about that. Well, let's talk about something you should never do. You should never drink hot water from the tap. Any tap. Most hot water heaters are made out of these cylinders of steel. Now, there are these instant hot water heaters that may be a stainless steel tank. I don't know. Or maybe these on-demand hot water heaters that have a stainless steel heat exchanger. I don't know. I don't have one. What we do have is the old-fashioned, conventional, cylindrical hot water tank. We have a couple of them. One of them is 50 gallons. The other is 80 gallons. And let me tell you a little bit about hot water heaters. I wanted to buy the very best we could buy. It's a pain in the neck to get a hot water heater, let's say you have it in the basement. It's a pain in the neck to get a 50-gallon hot water heater down the stairs. It's a pain in the neck to get an 80-gallon hot water heater down the stairs. It takes two people. And when they fail, it's going to take two people to get it out, and you have to get another one. So I didn't want to do that. So what I did was I researched what I thought was the best. And I ended up at Lowe's, and I bought a Whirlpool hot water heater, lifetime guarantee. It had better controls. It had better insulation. It looked better. And it was about 25% more for a lifetime guarantee than, let's say, their 12-year guaranteed hot water heater. So I bought a 50 and I bought an 80. A couple of years ago, the 80 started leaking. And on the side of the hot water heater, it said, don't bring this back to the store where you bought it. Call 1-800 and the number. And it happened to be the manufacturer of the water heater. And I said, I've got this water heater. And he said, what's the model number? What's the serial number? I gave it to him. And he said, okay, what's it doing? I said, it's leaking all over the floor. He said, well, try this. And he had me take off a cover. And he says, is it leaking there? No, it's not leaking out of the element port, the screw-in port for the electric element. Nope, it's not leaking there. How about the other one? There's two of them. Nope, not leaking there. He said, where's it leaking? I said, it's leaking out the bottom. He said, okay, it looks like you have a tank leak. I said, yeah, that's what I thought. And I said, so what do I do? And he said, well, I'm going to give you a return merchandise authorization. All right? And bring this back to Lowe's. And what are they going to do for me? Well, they're going to give you another hot water heater. And you get to choose. And you can get the 6-year hot water heater or the 12-year hot water heater. I said, I want one of those. I want one just like the one I had, a lifetime guarantee. He said, we don't make them anymore. We don't make them anymore. Wow. So I thought I was doing the right thing by buying Lowe's Best, manufactured by Whirlpool. They don't make them anymore. I can't get one. So the last thing I want to do is put in a 12-year hot water heater that I'm going to have to replace again. And I got to tell you that if you were to have a plumber install a hot water heater like this, the labor is going to be over $500. So if the hot water heater is now, let's say, $600 or $700, you're looking at over $1,000 for a hot water heater. It's crazy. So, of course, I had lots of questions for this technical support person on the at the factory that makes the water heaters. I said, so what's the difference between the lifetime hot water heater that I bought, the tank, the steel tank with the porcelain lining, which they call a glass liner? What's the difference between that and the 12-year one that you also make, that's a different color on the outside? He said, the warranty. I said, hold it. Are you telling me that the tank is exactly the same for the lifetime warranty and the 12-year warranty? He said, yeah, it's the same tank. I said, what about the 6-year? It's the same tank. So the 6-year, the 12-year, and the lifetime warranty, hot water heaters, all the same tank. So here I thought I was doing the right thing by buying the best. I thought it was better construction. I thought it would last longer. The difference is the warranty. You're paying for a longer warranty on the same tank. Can you imagine that? Now, the controls are a little different. The controls on the lifetime hot water heater are electronic, and you have better control of how you control the temperature of that hot water heater. So you have little knobs on the top that you can say, make it a little bit warmer, make it a little bit cooler. It's got some lights to tell you it's working properly. But that's the main difference. Now, what did I do? Well, I went to Lowe's and I said, here's my RMA from the factory. I would like another lifetime warranty hot water heater. We don't offer them. What do you offer? 12-year and a 6-year. And we'll give you one of those. Why would I want one of those? So they gave me my money back based on the current price, the last price that they had of the lifetime hot water heater. And what did I buy? Well, I'm certainly not going to go back to Lowe's and buy a hot water heater, right? So I did some research, and I found what I thought was the best hot water heater available now. And what is it? Well, it's made by Westinghouse, and it's all stainless steel. So there's no steel tank to rust out. And here's something really interesting. With all these steel tank hot water heaters, they know that the tank is going to fail. They know it. It's just a question of when and how long they're going to guarantee it for. What they do is to slow the failure of the tank, to slow the leaking of the tank, which is going to happen, because municipal water is corrosive. It's aggressive because they add chlorine and fluoride. It's aggressive water, and it wants to eat the tank. So what the manufacturers do is they put in a sacrificial element inside the hot water heater. So the water aggressively eats the sacrificial element first, before it eats the tank. I'll tell you about what that is and why this is so dangerous and why you should never drink hot water from the tap. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was thinking that I'm going to reserve Friday, hour number two, for monologues. Just me, a couple of Colts, and talk about preparedness tips, the things that I've got in these spiral-bound binders. And the way this works, class, is as I go through my day, I think, you know, I start doing something. I go, you know what? I'll write that down. So I race into the studio and I jot down just some quick notes about that topic that I don't think is in the book yet. So I got a bunch of these spiral-bound binders and I just keep adding to it. And that's the book. But is it going to be published? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that or not. But I did want to pass along some of these tips on, you know, on the broadcast. I think Friday, hour number two, is when I'm going to do it. I don't, even though I was trained to have goals, you know, as a management student and at the universities, I don't have goals. In terms of radio, I have no goals. I have no aspirations. I don't want to be at a certain level, a certain number of people paying attention to us. I don't have any of that. And I don't have any timetable. I don't know when I'm going to stop or I have none of that. I just do what I do, and if it works, fine. If I get fired, okay, you know, then I'm retired. If it continues, that's great too. So I don't want you to think I'm not thankful for the opportunities. I really am. But I have no goals to be, you know, the biggest. I have no goals of any kind like that. But I would like to be the best at what we do and the way we do it. And I don't mean me, I mean USA Prepares. I think it'd be nice to really do a good job, and I'm going to raise the expectations that I have for the instructors. I'm going to raise them. So, back to hot water heaters. Aggressive water, municipal water, even some well water that is either acidic or basic can corrode those steel tanks. So what the manufacturers do is they put in these aluminum rods. The rods are about just shorter than the height of the hot water heater. So if your hot water heater is 60 inches tall, the rod might be 58. and it's about 5/8 of an inch in diameter, about the diameter of a penny. And it's that length that I just mentioned, almost the full length of, or the full height of the hot water heater. And it's screwed in there, and the water attacks whatever's easiest. And that's this aluminum rod. So the aluminum rod gets dissolved. Now we're talking about an enormous amount of aluminum getting dissolved in the water. That would be the hot water heater. So when you bathe in it, you're bathing in an aluminum solution. Dilute, yes, but it's still aluminum. If you drink hot water out of the tap and you go, you know what, I'm not going to heat water, I'm just going to run the tap till it's hot, I'm going to put a tea bag in there, and I'm good to go. Or hot chocolate, it's crazy because of the aluminum content. So eventually, in a couple years, that aluminum rod is fully depleted. Gone. It's mixed with the water that you've used over those couple of years. Your hot water heater manufacturer will tell you, yeah, you need to replace that. But how many people have ever done that? How many plumbers have you ever talked to that said, hey, don't forget, you know, it's 2 years now, or in 2 years from now, replace this? They don't tell you because they don't even know. So that is the situation. So you can replace that aluminum rod, that anode rod yourself if you want. It's going to take a big breaker bar. It's going to take somebody that can hold that hot water heater from spinning around, and it's going to take a big wrench on that hex nut on the top of the hot water heater. It's a big nut that looks like it's a plug. It doesn't go anywhere. Except there was an aluminum rod attached to it. So you unscrew that, and before you do that, you measure your hot water heater height, and you can buy an anode replacement. But you don't want to buy an aluminum one. That'd be crazy, right? So you buy the magnesium one. And how do you tell the difference? Well, the aluminum one is flat across the top of that hex nut or hex plug. The magnesium one is rounded, kind of like a sphere, a part of a sphere. It's rounded, like a dome on top of that nut. That would be the magnesium one. It's going to be about $20. Now, here's the real important thing. Your hot water heater manufacturer put a drain valve at the bottom of your hot water heater for a specific couple of purposes. One is when you go to replace it, you can drain out the water so it's not so heavy. Two, you're supposed to flush out the hot water heater once a month. Let me say it a different way. Once a month. So you connect a hose, a garden hose, a clean one, to your drain valve, and you open it up and you flush it for a couple minutes. And that will flush all the chunks of aluminum and the aluminum salts that are in the bottom of your hot water heater. And if you were to put it in a bucket, you wouldn't believe the stuff that comes out. You'd say, I'm drinking that? Seriously, it will look like chunks of rock salt mixed with water, undissolved rock salt. That's what it's going to look like. So flush it out once a month. You'll find out that your hot water heater works better, and you'll be protecting your health at the same time. And when it comes time to replace your hot water heater, don't buy one that has an aluminum anode in it. Buy a stainless steel one. It'll cost a little bit more, but you won't have to buy another one. And the stainless steel ones don't have anodes. Why? Because they don't need them. That's the way to go, and that's what we did. And the brand that we bought, Westinghouse, lifetime guarantee. Who knows if that's any good? But they may go out of business. They may say, we don't make them anymore. I don't know, but I'd rather have stainless steel than steel. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.